Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and use science to find everyday solutions. I'm Megan Hall. If you walk along the Providence River near the Hot Club, you might notice something that looks like a dumpster in the water. It's called a trash skimmer. We had Molly McGidd and Alina Coleman from our Possibly team investigate what this device is doing. Welcome, Molly and Alina.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what does the trash skimmer do?
To find out, we talked with Sarah Canule, the education director at the Wenasquatucket Rivershed Council. She told us that the skimmer is there to remove pollution from the river.
She says that all sorts of trash end up in the skimmer.
I found a dog bowl, a couch cushion. That was really weird.
Okay, so how does it work?
First, a small current pulls trash and oil from the river into the skimmer. Then,
the gates that are on the sides, it's almost like a doggy door, so it keeps everything inside.
Every morning, someone from the hot club empties the skimmer out, and the process starts all over again.
So how much trash has the skimmer collected?
In its first 6 months in the water, it pulled in about 3,000 pounds of trash.
Is that a lot?
Well, in 2018, all of the coastal cleanups hosted by Save the Bay collected about 13,000 pounds of trash. If the trash skimmer continues at this rate, it will collect about half that much this year.
We know that the trash skimmer isn't collecting everything, but it is catching a lot of junk before it gets into the ocean, where it's much harder to collect.
And Sarah says it's satisfying to see the skimmer chipping away at a pretty overwhelming problem.
In the environmental field, it's really hard to not slip into like the doom and gloom of it all. The silver lining is that there are things that are going on that help and make a difference.
But how did all that trash end up in the river in the first place?
Well, trash from the street travels by wind and rain to the lowest place in the city, which is the Providence River watershed.
This means that if we want to keep that junk out of the river, we can start by picking up litter on the streets and putting our waste into dumpsters or trash cans with lids.
And the city of Providence has already done one thing that might help. It passed a ban on plastic bags earlier this year.
Plastic bags are one of the most common pieces of trash found in the ocean, so skipping the single-use bags in Providence might cut down on the waste that ends up in the bay.
What else can we do to prevent river pollution?
Well, since the skimmer doesn't take chemicals out of the water, we can help keep the river clean by bringing household chemicals like bleach to disposal facilities instead of pouring them down the drain.
We can also limit the chemicals that we use on our lawns by planting things that don't need fertilizers or pesticides.
Great. Thanks, Alina and Molly. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment Society and the Publics Radio.